Shalom Aleichem to all. This week's Parsha Achamayis Kedoshim. We're going to stay a little bit on the mitzvah of Leiselach Rachel Ba'amecha, which is maybe Negea to the Nyan of the Yom also. Pasuk says, Leiselach Rachel Ba'amecha, and there's the Isser, and Avan Gadol, who that was Goyim Lahag Nash Shabbos be Yisrael, a mitzvah, an Isser, that was still feeling the impact today. And it's a little to understand the yisayid, the oimik of the Issa Lashon Hara. The lava of Leiselach Rachel is something a little difficult to understand when pertaining to Rechilus, when someone's not even saying, is not actually doing something to somebody else. It's Gairim. We find in the Kol Tara Kula, Gairim doesn't have the same level of chaymer as when you do it directly. Someone unintentionally causes something like this to be chayiv to such at times, to be chayiv to such degree, needs a little hesber. Secondly, the Chafetz Chaim says different reasons why we have such regilus in this Isser today. And Haggah in Klal Tes, he says, Kamatzarcha of Lahajich as Banav Tomev ben Ayrusam. How much so does a father need to be Majich his children from when they're younger? Bin Yishmias Aloshen. He quotes the Gayan that says, All Midas need a Hergul Rav. By Hergul, I'll call Dabba Shultoin. Ubeemes Dr. Chavetz Chaim, Kashan is Bainin Hatev Nimsa, Shashribas Pirtasa Oven Hamar Shaloshan Hara, they should call Echod Hurgalmina Rusigle Daber Mashu Reutze Bein Moicha. He speaks, every child speaks regularly to what he wants without anybody telling him not to do so. Bein Malal Daite Sheshas Isabadovar. He's not Malal Daite. Even when the child realizes, comes to Das and realizes the Isser and knows the Isser, if a father would give such chinuch when a child is younger, the hergel would be netua. Vayenekolahem achakach lindoides atzmon lagami v'midah kadosh ahi vayizoychin ze avur ze l'chayol abo l'chol tuv ba'olam. So Chavetz Chaim is telling us that the reason why we have such a pirtz in Klal Yisrael is because we don't, from when we're young, we don't realize the severity of this, and without proper chinuch, it became such a pirtza. So it's right to be oimed on the fact that, first of all, why does this mitzvah need, more than other mitzvahs, such a chinuch to the extent that if we're not machanach, it could be, look what it could lead to. And second of all, just because we're not machurach so well, we can't understand and we can't do it, it needs a little hesber. In Nishmas we say, Al Kenya Barm Shivilagta Bonu, Vuchna Shamna Shanafachta Vyapenu, Veloshay Nashasamta Vifinu, Hein Heim Yodvi Varchu. That the Ivarim that Karaj Bochum parted in us, and the parts that he gave to us, the Neshama, Veloshay Nashasamta Vifinu, they bench and praise. To bench and praise. The shaila is why Chazal separate and pronounce the lashon on its own. L'chayra, it's including the ivarim shevelak tabanu. All the ivarim, including the lashon, should be mevarech to be made. So l'chayra, Chazal's nusach is from the Pesukim of the Torah. The Pasuk says, Vayitza Hashem Askem Es HaAdam, Afam in Adama, Vipach ba'apav, Nishmas Chayim, Vahi Adam al Nefesh Chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made man, formed man from the earth, and he blew Nishmas Chayim, Vahi Adam al Nefesh Chayim, which the Targum teaches, Yidua, Vahi Adam, Vahava Adam l'Ruach Mamala. Man became being able to speak. And that's the Maral says that is the, and you see from the pasuk, that's the mile of man over of a behema, the mile of a human over behema is the fact that he's a ruach mamal, he's a nefesh chaya, he could speak. Maral says that the speech is be'etzem adover pella, because it's the ruchnius and the gashmius of the person coming together, and a person expressing in a gashmistic form his from his seichel, from his ruchni. That there was a ruchnius and gashmius coming together. The Maral says that that's the reason why the pasuk says ish ki yafli linda neda nazir, the expression of the dibur that a person does when he makes a neder is termed in the Torah a pella. That's how, because the expression of dibur that a human does is a pella. It's the ruchnis and the gashmi. It's being able to express in the gashmi a ruchnis like a thing. The Rambam in Shulchan Aruch says lagabi umafli lasais. The mafli lasais oid yesh lefarish the mafli lasais. That the mafli lasais is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shomer the ruach adam bekirboy, and he puts his kosher ruchni and gashmi together. That's pella. That could be why I was told from my father Zal that why the einish of taras comes in an oifen of pella on a beged on a house, on a bias, a dover pella, midik neged mida, because the dibur, a person abuses the dibur, his dibur, which is pella, so midik neged mida, the einish is ba'ifim pella. So Pashtas, the Maral is telling us that the oimik of dibur is the ruchnis and the gashmis together. It's something that we need to know. Ba'imik, that's the oimik of dibur. But emes, it's more than that. You see from Chazal in the nusach of Nishmas that ba'emes, it's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man. We have the koyach of dibur, which is the ruchnis and gashmis coming together. But the whole dibur was only created in such an oifin when we have the ruchnis. It's Vayitza Hashem Alekim Es Ha'odom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu formed man, he formed the person. V'yipach v'achva mishmas chayim, he gave him the seichel, the ruchni. V'yi Odom Nefesh Chaya. So, it's not just V'yi Odom Nefesh Chaya that now a man has dibur, which is the ruchni and the gashmis together, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, that man doesn't have the ability to speak till he has the ruchni in him. V'yodol nefesh chaya, that's why Chazal put the tongue and its own, because Chazal understands v'yodol nefesh chaya means that they only got the tongue, the ability to speak in the guf, only after the v'ipach v'apav of nishas chayim. So the person was, man was created first, formed without the ability to speak. Pashut, he couldn't speak. V'ipach v'achav nishas chayim, and he blew the nishas chayim, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashlim, the guf ha'odom, and he put v'yodom nefesh chayim, he gave man the tongue in order to have the koyach to speak. So really, b'yisoid, it's not just that the dibur is a pella, that it's the ruchnish and the gashmi is coming together, but you have to understand that be'emes, our whole koyach to speak, is only because we have das. And we have to use the das in order to speak. So Mela, according to this, will make a lot of sense what the Isser of L'Selech Rachel is. Because the Isser of L'Selech Rachel is, if the whole Kayach HaDibur that we have is only after we have the seichel. That's machayev us that we can't. We have to think before we speak. We have to use the seichel before we speak. We don't have the koyach, even though it appears to us that we have the koyach, but we really, the koyach hadib was only given in such a way. Rav Pam once said a shmuz on the problem of saying whatchamacallit. People don't say it as much today. There used to be a chocolate bar. They made whatchamacallit. And people used to say whatchamacallit a lot. And Rav Pam gave a shmuz on the problem of saying whatchamacallit. So I'm going to ask them, what's the shver by saying whatchamacallit? So he said, because he didn't think before he spoke. He didn't think before he spoke. He said whatchamacallit. That means he didn't have thought out what he was going to say before he opened his mouth. I once heard from Adam Gadol, who really measures and thinks before he speaks. And he once told me that the ability for him to have that was only because his father taught him as a young child not to talk before he thinks, not to speak, to think before he speaks. So Mamela, it's understandable what the Chaimer, why this mitzvah, we need chinuch more than anything else, and why it's not easy to have the chinuch. The chinuch has to be from a young, we're born with a child, his seichel is not fully mushlam yet, and he still has the ability to start speaking when his seichel starts working a little bit. And we think that we have the ability to speak. And the mitzvah, yeah, when you get older, the mitzvah is to watch, to not to say isurim. It's not just that. It's to understand, we have to be taught at a young age that the whole dibur that we have, the whole ability that we have to speak, is only with das, only to think before we speak. That's the whole ability that has to be ingrained in us. Because without that, we don't even chap what dibur is. And it gets much harder because we think deeper is we have the koyach to speak just like that, and then we have to watch ourselves. It gets very difficult. But if you understand the oimik of what deeper is from a young age, that it only comes with the seichel. We're only given the ability to speak only with the seichel, that we have to think before we speak. Then it becomes, it'll be easier, like he's saying. And that's the reason why it's something that's, it's a pirtza. We have such a pirtza, the Chafetz Chaim is saying, because we need to understand at a young age what dibur is. But we don't understand what dibur is, and we don't have the chinuch. We need the chinuch for that, because it's something that we would think is otherwise. The meila, it could come, such a pirtza, because without understanding that, that's what comes out of it. Along these lines, there's another dimension and a raya to this. In the Parshas Metzora, we have the Tzipor Shchut and the Tzipor Chaya, the two Tziporim. The Sfas Emes brings a Zayar, that the Zayar says that we need a kapara for the Lishna Bisha and the Lishna Tava. The Tzipor Shchut represents a kapara for the Lishna Bisha, and the Tzipor Chaya represents a kapara for the Lishna Tava. So the shaila is, what kind of kapara, what's the lishna tava? So his masbir, the pshat is, the lishna tava means the things that we, good words that we could have said and we didn't say. That's what you need a kapara for. Because the whole dibur is for us to use our speech with the seichel. And if the seichel, if we see someone could use a kind word, then we're given the speech for that purpose. And we don't use that, just like if we abusing with Lashon Hara and Rechilas is abusing it by not thinking before we speak, because the whole Dibur was given with our Seichel, and we should think before we speak, and that's the Chaimer of Rechilas. The same thing, speech was given with our Seichel, that if our Seichel understand something, you use that's what speech is for. I mean, if you have a kind word to say, you say it. And if you don't say it, you need a kapara. There was once a ma'isa with a Chaim Shmulevitz in the Mir Yeshiva. After he said a shir, he was talking to an avrech. And a young bachar came over to give Rav Chaim a yashakayach on the shir that he appreciated very much. And Rav Chaim showed his real appreciation for the bachar coming over. So the Avrech asked Rav Chaim, why do you need to thank him so much? you know, you said this year many times before, first of all, a young bachur comes and he needs such a, so Chaim said, what can I tell you? It warmed my heart. Compliments, good words. Even a gadol hador, you say something kind, it does something. It lifts them up. People will become better people that way. Not only that, we're in the days of Sfir now, and we know the Gemara in Yevamos that says that Wada Tamidim Arakiva died during this tkufa, because Ashadainogu Kavigdel is that there's in Kahelas Rabbah, I think it's another place also, there's a Rav Akiva, when his new set of Talmidim came, he gave him a shmooze. And he said to them, don't be like the Rishonim that would sorry ayin for the Torah of Zelazeh. The Loinogu Kavit Zelazeh was that because they were tzari ayin, there was kinah, there were tzari ayin for the Torah of each one of them. Rabbi Yisrael says that the way to be mesakein kina gaiva is by saying nice things, by complimenting. Through compliments, you release that kina. So chayra, if you see what compliments l'chayra could have done in that kufa, if l'chayra compliments could have maybe saved. Brought out, save them from the tzari ayin. So it's the dibur, it's the lashon, the lishna bishna, the lishna tava, the good lashon, the bad lashon. Those are the things that we see our tzaris, the kufa now, and the kufa in general, is all from the dibur, not understanding, not being to remind ourselves on what the aimik of dibur is, and use the proper way. And Bezat Hashem, we should be zoicha to be able to lift people up with good and kind words, our spouses, our children, have simcha in the houses, and kavod zel zeh in Klal Yisrael, we should be zoicha Bezat Hashem to gula shema b'karev. Hagut and Shabbos.